This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The top Republican in Colorado's House of Representatives is resigning his leadership role. Larimer County Representative Mike Lynch was arrested in 2022 on drunk driving-related charges, something his caucus only learned about last week. Lynch told his colleagues his arrest should be a lesson.
Be careful. Don't make the mistake that I made, which was to get behind the wheel after I had had too much to drink.
House Republicans meet tomorrow morning to pick a new minority leader. Lynch, who is also running for Congress, will serve the rest of his term in the state house. Pueblo will likely have a new mayor. Heather Graham appears to have defeated incumbent Nick Gratisar with nearly 63% of the vote. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more in yesterday's runoff election.
City Council President Graham received the most votes in November's general election, but since no one candidate received a majority, both she and second-place finisher Gratisar moved on to the runoff. She told KRCC she wanted to improve the relationship between the mayor's office and council. Gratisar was seeking a second term after being the first elected mayor since Pueblo moved away from a city manager-run government. The city clerk will certify the results on February 1st. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Trains at Denver International Airport were back on track this morning. That's after being hobbled for nearly a full day yesterday. Officials say an inspection found damage to the train running surface between concourses B and C. Engineers worked overnight to repair the problem. The airport ran shuttle buses from the terminal while trains operated at limited capacity, causing significant traveler delays. This is CP.